You know, they're top of the table for a reason, Ryan. Look, they're a very, very good side, and I think probably a testament to them was we actually played well in Belfield, and they still beat us, and that's a very, very good sign. But at the same time, all the games in this division are serious games, and you know, anyone can beat anyone on their day. And maybe that gives you a little bit of hope on Friday. Could we turn UCD over? You know, there's a chance. Mightn't be a probability, you know, or whatever percentage, but if they didn't play as well as they can and we were to play as well as we can, maybe you have a chance, but there's a lot of maybes in that, you know, but it'll be tough going. No point saying that it is.
Yeah, you're going into the game on the back of a very good victory last week. What's the mood been like in the camp since that?
The mood in the camp is always okay. I mean, you know, as I said here earlier on, we lost to Longford last Monday in the bank holiday. And, you know, we were a brutal side. We're going nowhere and we haven't a clue or whatever. Maybe I'm exaggerating with the last part of it, but that's not the case. But we're neither, you know, coming out of Terryland, you know, people, well, I don't know what people are saying, but I'm sure they were saying, oh, look, they're a great side. We're not that either. We're somewhere in between. And we're probably inconsistent in the basis that, you know, sometimes we're at it, sometimes we're not. And that's what comes with the young team. And while UCD are youngish, they have a lot of experience behind them, having played together. A lot of them were there, if you like, the last time we played them in the playoff in the old first division with the old format, the year we came out of it. And a number of them are still there. And they've a number of lads that have played maybe 100 League of Ireland games in the last 3 years. We've a lot of lads that have played 10 or 11 games. But that's not making excuses. I'm just giving, you know, maybe the facts and figures of it. But we need to be at our best to get anything out of it on Friday.
Yeah, and they have plenty of attacking quality. Obviously, yeah. Georgie Kelly from down the road. You've Gary O'Neill, Darrell O'Connor. These boys, these are talented footballers.
Yeah, you know, you can name them. They're all top players and have been top players. They've all been kept under age. The majority of them. I mean, Georgie scored a hat trick against us the last year. You know, physically and football wise, you know, he's a proper player. And you mentioned Gary O'Neill, and Maxi. Both played against us in the playoffs over in Ballybofane and Belfield a number of years ago. So what would that be? Three years ago, they must have another 100 games under their belt. But a lot of talent, the likes of Darrell O'Connor, has who also played in that playoff, now that I'm thinking it, he's come and developed into a serious footballer. You know, Greg Sloggett was there back then, and you know, they're all proper players, and they play a very good brand of football, a little bit like Longford, on the basis that they keep the ball, but physically can hurt you as well, and they'll certainly be attractive to watch. Hopefully they won't be as attractive as you know, as people might hope, to put it that way, on Friday.
Yeah, when you were previously in the first division, the home form was generally very strong.
Yeah.
That hasn't really been the case. Is that something that has to improve going forward?
Yeah, and you're totally right with that, Ryan. You know, even 2 years ago in the Premier Division, when we went up, our home farm kept us in the division. Last year, I think we accumulated as many points away from home in the Premier Division as we did at home. We accumulated a serious amount of points away from home compared to what we might have been expected last year. And similarly, we've been turned over by Cove, by Longford at home. I think we've lost two at home and two away, and maybe drawn one at home and one away. I might be wrong with those stats, but you know, this comes with an added pressure at home. You know, supporters are, in general, away from home, there's not as much pressure on the young fellas. At home, there's a little bit more in that the people that are there are right behind us, and are, you know, look, when things don't go right, they'll let the players know, and the management team. But we need them to be patient, in particular with the players. And I think the support that went to Galway, there was maybe 40, 50 people that went to Galway, were brilliant. And they drove them on, not just because we won. They drove them on at nil all, and we're right behind them, and we need them to be behind us and to come out on Friday. And in general, I think 99% of the supporters that have come out are right behind us. You know, of course, there's one or two people there that have expectations above maybe what the reality of it is, and need to be more patient. But I have no problem if anyone pays in on Friday night, and please God, people will come in to support us. They can voice their opinion at me and our management team, but maybe to keep it away from the younger lads that are there. But that's part of it, and that's part of the pressure with home football. And maybe that might be an answer a little bit to the fact that maybe we haven't been, well, we've been equally as good or as bad at home as we have been away, Ryan.